This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's turn our attention to a man who's changed the world of cars. In
From drinking to driving.
That's right, because they go together.
So responsible.
Yes. So here he is, a man who's changed the world of cars, the CEO of Auto Trader. That's his day job, but he manages to pop in here every week to tell us all the stories around the lifestyle of motoring that we need to know. Here's George Meaney. Yes. Thank you, CF. What do you call those people who
rent a crowd?
Yes. No.
Hype man.
Oh. That's it. You're our hype man. All right. That was not how George sounded last time he was here.
Or
hey, George.
In CF's case, a woo guy.
A woo guy.
Woo!
A woo guy.
Yeah. How are you, George?
Hey, good, and you, Gareth?
Good, very good.
A woo guy. I like that introduction. Yeah, that kind of. I should have recorded that.
Yes.
Yes.
You can have it.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we did record it. It's called podcast.
Ah, okay. What we do here. That's why we're here.
So what's up, George?
Well, South African Car of the Year. Auto Trader South African Car of the Year.
Hang on. Let me do a proper announcement here. We need the kazoo and everything. Are you ready? Here it is. George is going to announce the South African Car of the Year.
Well, the testing days.
Woohoo! Yes, no, because you already announced the Car of the Year, like when it happened.
Well, the Car of the Year is only happening next month.
But
well,
last year's one.
Yes, last year's one we announced already. But we've now settled on the testing day. So there will be 12 incredible cars from Japan, Italy, Korea, France, Sweden, Germany, put through their paces on the 11th and 12th of March at the Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit as part of the testing days to put these cars through their paces and judge them.
Are you going to be judging?
I won't be judging, but I will be there.
Huh.
Because I think I might be biased, and I don't want to be biased.
Okay, so before you carry on, I'd just like to read this to you because there's an email we got from Chris who lives in Norway. He's actually in the Norwegian Arctic. He said, I was stuck in the snowstorm for 5 hours waiting for a ferry and catching up on your podcasts, and you had me in stitches. I heard Leanne's story about the driver's license renewal and her eye test, and it was like something out of a Larry David sketch. To make her feel better, I thought I would let her know that even when we South Africans move to Norway, we have to redo the entire drivers from scratch.
Ooh.
It ends up costing the average Norwegian 45,000 rand.
What?
Yes. The training includes 20 hours of mandatory driving training, night driving, a first aid course, and skid pan training. This is what you do just to get a driver's license in Norway.
Well, I guess the skid pan training makes sense because
you're on ice half the time. Apparently, the first aid helps you because you're required by law to stop and give assistance at any accident scene. How do you like that?
Oh, wow.
The irony is, the eye test took 5 seconds. They let you stand on the opposite side of the room, and if you can read a number plate on the wall, you're good to go. Ironically, that's not as important as all the other training they have to do.
So, to fill George in, I nearly didn't get my license renewed because I failed the test 4 times, the eye test. Not because I couldn't see, but
George
because...
George's over here.
What?
You're looking at...
Oh, sorry. Hi, George. There you are. So it's not because I couldn't see.
It took me a second.
It was just the... I can't believe I was facing in the completely opposite direction.
She drove here today via Ruddeport.
I thought I got here in good time.
Yeah, because usually it's via Edenvale.
You've got to do the what's the thing called? The joystick.
The left-right joystick story.
With the facing different directions.
It's called a steering wheel. What are you talking about?
Siri's asking what she can help with. Have you, by the way, asked Siri to beatbox?
No, go.
Siri.
We don't grow
please
so
beatbox.
Okay. Just when you hate your story that much, you just change the subject.
Siri, please beatbox.
She's very easily distracted.
She's trying to, she's thinking.
Leanne, I think it's trying. She's having a challenge.
She's not okay.
You know what, Leanne often talks to her Siri because she's alone at home with a bottle of vodka, but this is kind of embarrassing, so we'll just give her a second.
Siri, please beatbox.
It's important
that
we let her, it's important as part of her therapy please. That we let her complete this.
Why are you leaving me
please
alone?
Siri. Ask your Siri.
Hey Siri. Beatbox.
Here's what I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day. Cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
Am I the only one who thought that was funny?
You're the only one who's ever
I have no idea how that and eye tests.
So, yeah, go back to your eye test if you can remember the story.
So the E's face a certain way, up, down, left, right, and you've got to move the joystick. I couldn't get it right. The hand-eye coordination thing wouldn't work. So it wasn't because I couldn't see. George, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm trying to figure out if your arms are connected.
I told you, George is there. You're looking at Ben.
You guys are freaking me out here.
All right, so the point is that it's obviously much harder to get a driver's license in Norway, but it's easier to do the eye test. That's the easy part.
Okay.
So I wonder if we ever could look at a comparison of which countries it's hardest to get a license in and which countries it's easy. I'm off to Europe tomorrow, and one of my friends has got a driver's license, a European driver's license, and we're driving up into the Alps, so obviously there's some, you know, some challenges around that too.
The reindeer and all sorts of things.
No, ice mostly, but yes, okay, if you want there to be reindeer.
Leon's not having a good day today!
Ice and snow, I was thinking, but okay. Reindeer and bears. Why not? Alright. So, it's quite steep. They have to put salt on the roads.
Chains on the wheels.
Right. So it's all very exciting. I suppose there would be countries where it's much harder than others.
I'm pretty sure.
Like in Mexico, you really just jump in a car at age 10, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. It's like the eastern countries, like Vietnam and Thailand. You just jump on a scooter.
But somebody else is already driving the scooter.
I once went past an orangutan on a scooter in Vietnam, and he was driving better than me.
And sometimes they take your luggage as well. They take...
What, the orangutan? What, the orangutan?
Oh, here we go.
I think I'm going to go home. Leanne. What's the time?
Jesus, Leanne's having a bad day.
This has gone pear-shaped properly.
I actually think you're all just making this up.
Yeah, that's what someone who has a problem would say.
All right, so back to George, whose show it is. Go on, George. It's all over you. Right.
I like this part better.
Yeah, I know. Let's try to keep it together.
Orangutans. Well... Orangutans don't drive Teslas. Tesla is going to curtail its dealerships. So it's gonna go on a worldwide drive to sell the cars online only, which means that the cars will be available internationally very quickly.
I've been into one of those showrooms. There was one in Austin, Texas I went into. It's very impressive. But very impressive. Really, some people don't want to buy a car without actually touching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good idea. They've got to have one or two showrooms somewhere, right? So they fly out a sample or whatever.
They're going to have fly out a sample.
Oh, put one on a – if someone's – they've got to have somewhere to show you the car.
So they are. And it's going to be in high traffic areas. And it's really just going to be a place for you to touch and feel the car. You
like can't a shopping mall?
Like a shopping mall, potentially. Well, let's see if this works. Elon Musk says this is the only way to keep the price of the car down. And he's already brought the price of the Model 3 down to $35,000, which is at about 6% down.
Yeah, that was just by tweeting about the stock price.
Exactly, exactly. But far more interesting, and Volvo, you know, is always ranting on about their safety.
Oh, they think they're so safe, these Volvo people. They're so superior. They actually cause accidents just to show you they're going to not be hurt and you will.
And so now what they're going to do is limit the speeds of their cars from the year 2020 to 180 kilometers an hour.
So, that's so slow.
Yeah, I know. It's crawling.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Yes. So, I mean, unless they're self-driving cars and we can have something like an Autobahn, 180 kilometers an hour is really fast.
No, it's plenty.
It's very fast.
180. I was arrested for 182. So if they could just a little bit more, then I'm okay. 182 is good. So in Australia, the speed limit on the freeway that goes all the way up the east coast is 110. And nobody goes faster than 110. Because it's Australia and rules is rules.
Oh, yeah.
So 110 takes you a long time, and 110 feels very slow on a beautiful freeway.
Yeah,
it does.
It does. It does, especially when you've been doing it for an hour.
No one breaks the rules, though, and very few accidents.
Wasn't Australia a prison island?
Yes. Long time ago, George. You don't have to keep bringing that up. That's like when I keep bringing up slavery.
Leave the prisoners alone.
Yes. It's time you move on, George.
Anyway, let's move on to new safety technology, and is this becoming big brother or not? Because there are devices being worked on in cars. Besides autonomous driving, is autonomous emergency braking, lane keeping systems, and here's a cool one: alcohol interlock device.
So your
car will not start unless you pass a breathalyzer test.
Mm. Well, yeah, there are countries that have had this for a while, but now they're going to manufacture cars with these built in
into them. So I think it's a good idea. You know, if you're sitting behind the steering wheel, car won't start unless you pass the breathalyzer test. Not a bad idea. Probably
not a bad idea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you really need to get to the liquor store.
Yeah, there's so many scenarios here. It's ridiculous.
Start.
So you got to wonder that once cars start collecting so much information about you, like for instance, intelligent speed assistance and recording when you brake hard or how fast you accelerate, how long is it going to be before this data starts getting sold?
Well, also, how long before people start giving you higher insurance premiums as a result?
Well, I've got that Discovery thing that tells me how I'm driving.
Yeah.
Braking, phone usage, acceleration I don't get because I don't have a fancy car.
But you do
I never get nabbed for accelerating too fast.
You sometimes do go via Rudderput to get here, so it records that as well. Yeah, yes, so these things are reporting you. Effectively, all this information is not necessarily going to be used to your advantage. Some of it will be used to your disadvantage.
It could.
Imagine the traffic cops getting hold of this information.
Yes. Right. And the authorities and the new eNATIS system, which is coming into play soon, they're going to take demerit points off of you. Before you know it, you can't have your license renewed because you haven't got enough points. And then what? Then you're stuck using public transport, which in this country is a death sentence.
Mm.
It's just about. I mean, the taxis are, you know, that's a death sentence.
Buses are not great either.
I haven't used a bus ever in my life.
So. Well,
I used a Translux bus once.
A Translux
when
bus.
I was in matric to get to Durban, and he had the TV on and it was Leon Schuster stuff.
Oh God!
And he was watching it, tears rolling down his eyes while he was driving us on the highway.
My goodness.
We stopped at one point and he started reversing, and we were like, "What's going on? Why are you reversing?"
Is he rewinding?
He lost his his side mirror. And so we reversed for about 3 kilometers. So he obviously didn't know for about 3 Ks that he'd lost it.
Does he know about 3-point turns?
Yeah, but on a highway.
But I'll just go back a little bit. But he'd lost it ages ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus. So if you take your life in your hands and you're prepared to go on a bus, you're...
I mean, we haven't heard of bus accidents for a long time. There was a period in time where...
Yeah. Pufco, do you remember?
Oh,
thank goodness.
Hundreds of people were getting injured and losing their lives.
Yeah, not good.
This is CliffCentral.com.